Please remain standing to bow our head in prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，在一年的开始，我们能够存着感恩的心来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for allowing us this opportunity to come with a grateful and reverent heart to worship you in this beginning of the year.
我们的生命气息都是你所赏赐的。
Our breath, our life, everything has been given by you.
你又让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
You have given us food for our needs and also given us satisfaction in our souls.
用平安喜乐诸般的恩典天天充满在我们生活中。
You have filled our lives daily with peace and joy.
都因为我们是您所造的，您所爱的儿女。
Because we are the created children that you have created for us.
主耶稣，求你带领我们今天晚上的聚会。
Lord Jesus, please guide our service tonight.
让我们的朋友也能够来认识你。
So that our friends can come to know you also.
能够跟你建立 亲密的关系。
So they can too establish a close relationship to know you.
使他们的生命在你的恩典中有极大的改变。
So their life will experience a dramatic change and transformation through you.
来在你里面得到更大的恩典福分。
So they can receive an even greater grace in their lives through you.
求主耶稣你带领祝福晚上的聚会。
Lord Jesus, please personally guide and bless the service this evening.
我们愿你的名得到荣耀。
We entreat that your name be glorified.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在新的一年里面，我们大家都想要计划怎么让2015年比2014年更好。
In the dawn of this new year, every one of us are planning to see how we can make another more successful year in this coming year.
那我们一谈到生命中要活得更好，我们就知道有一些关系我们必须要重新建立。And
in order to have a better year, there are some relationships we need to renew.
好像说家庭中的关系。For
example, the relationships in our family.
夫妻的关系是根本。
The relationship between a husband and wife is the most fundamental relationship.
我们跟孩子的关系是最重要的。
And it is most important, our relationship with our children.
我们跟父母的关系。
And also our relationship with our parents.
这也是很重要的。
This is vitally important as well.
那这些关系，如果能够非常的好。
If these relationships can be kept at an optimum point.
那再加上我们外在很丰盛的物质生活，我们就会过得觉得很幸福。
We'll feel very blessed if we have these precious relationships and also have satisfying material life.
但是我们常常发现，要让这些关系正常，不是很简单。
But many times that we find that to be able to normalize our relationships, it is a difficult thing.
我们常常想，那我应该怎么做？
Then we think about how can we improve these relationships.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible instructs us.
一切关系的根本就是人跟神的关系。
The source of all good relationships come from God.
如果我们跟神有很好的关系。
If today we have built a close relationship with our God.
这就是一个基础来建立我们跟家人一切的关系。
Then this is a foundation of all relationships that we can have with others.
所以除了外在物质的丰盛，如果我们有很难有这个很好的关系，我们应该要来寻求神。
Other than having a prosperous living, we want to seek God so we can have a better relationship with others.
我们来看一节圣经节。
Let's read a Bible verse.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
这个地方说，一神就是众人的父。
Here speaks that there is one God and Father of all.
宇宙中有一位神。
In this whole universe, there is one God.
而且也只有一位。
And there is only one.
那他跟人的关系，他是众人的父。
And he is the Father of all.
所以圣经在记载主耶稣的家谱。
So the scriptures mention the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
然后一直往上推，第一个人叫亚当。
And after they continue to trace back to the roots, goes back to our progenitors, Adam and Eve.
然后说亚当就是神的儿子。
And then it further states that Adam was the son of God.
所以人就是神的儿子。
And so people are the children or sons of God.
所以说一人就是众人的父。
And so here it says that there is one who is above all.
他是人类的来源。
He is the source of all.
我们知道孤儿是很可怜的。
We know that all orphans are very pitiful.
但是在信仰上，如果我们没有找到神，我们就是孤儿。
But in spiritual life, if we have not found our spiritual father, then we are also spiritual orphans.
那如果找到神，
But today, if we can find our true father,
建立很亲密的关系，
in heaven and build a close relationship with him,
那幸福就从那里开始。
Then we will start to begin really enjoying what true blessing means.
为什么？
Why?
因为下面说，他超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Because it states here in verse 6 that he is a God and Father who is above all, through all, and in you all.
神不是人造的。
God is not created by any human hands.
如果是人造的，可有可无。
If it is a created being of human hands, then it's something that is just optional to our life today.
神是创造万物的神。
But God is the creator of the heavens and the earth, everything that we have today.
从他的创造中，我们了解他超乎众人之上。
Through all his creation, we cannot but deny that he is above all.
他的能力超乎我们所能了解的。
His power is beyond our understanding.
因为他创造的万物，我们没有办法了解。
Because we are unable to understand all the mysteries of his creation.
他的智慧是我们能了解的。
And also his wisdom transcends our understanding.
我们一生一世都没有办法了解他的创造。
Through all our lives, we can never begin to comprehend everything that he has created.
还有他的慈爱。
And also his love.
圣经说，遍地充满神的慈爱。
The scriptures state that all creation sings of the love of Christ.
为什么我们活得很好呢？
Why do we live in such, dwell in such wonderful surroundings today?
我们常常把它当作理所当然。
We take everything for granted.
如果是从圣经了解。
But from the Bible we understand.
神在第六天造人。
That God created the humans on the sixth day.
这是他的儿子。
This was the children of God,
his children. 但是在造人之前，神把人所需要的都先创造好。
But before he created his children, he had created the first 5 days, everything to prepare for our coming.
所以我们今天能够饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是因为遍地充满神的慈爱。
Today we can have bountiful blessings, we have enough food to eat, we have good environment to live in. It is because of the measureless grace of God.
那这一位无所不能、无所不知、无所不在的神，如果我们跟他建立的关系。
And this all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present God, if we can build this relationship with him,
我们可以想象一切的福气就从那里开始。
And we can enjoy the source of blessings that everything comes from.
下面说他冠乎众人之中。
Here speaks that he is above all.
有的人觉得说我不需要神。
Some people may think, I don't need God.
我没有拜神，我也活得很好。
I can live a good life without God.
但是圣经说神冠乎众人之中。
But here it states that God is above all.
他用他的全能的命令托住万有。
Through his word, he has uphold all the heavens.
整个宇宙生命息息不断，是因为神用命令托住的。
The motions of this entire universe is held, upheld by the power and strength of God alone.
如果神停止了他的能力。
If God loosens his grip,
一切的生命都停止了。
Then everything will cease to exist.
万物都全部都毁坏了。
Because all creation depend on him for survival.
所以水进入花会开红色。
And how is it that water goes into a rose? It will bloom in red color.
黄色、绿色、紫色，非常漂亮。
And yellow and greens and peach and purples.
因为神的能力灌乎在里面。
Because of the power of the mighty living God is in within that plant.
为什么会下雨？
Why does it rain?
为什么会下雪？
Why does it snow?
因为神的能力灌乎众。 在这里面。
Because the power of God is throughout His all creation.
所以我们每一天啊活得很好，这个都是神的能力灌注在我们当中。
So every day that we can live a good day, it is all through the blessing and grace of God.
所以我们每一天都要感谢神。
Therefore, every day we must give our thanks to God.
不能够把它当作这是理所当然。
So we should never take each day for granted.
因为圣经已经跟我们解释得很清楚。
Because the Bible has explained this clearly to us today.
那下面说神也要住在众人之内。
And here speaks that God will also live through you all.
因为这么伟大的神。
And because this awesome mighty God.
一个这么渺小的我。
And me being so minuscule and small,
他竟然说他要住在我的里面。
Yet he is willing to live within all of us.
如果神住在我的里面，就是他与我同在。
If God is dwelling within us, that means he is abiding with us.
这个生命就完全的改变。
Then our lives will be completely transformed.
这个生活就是完全的幸福。
And this life will be truly perfectly blessed.
但是要神要怎么住在我们里面？
But today, how can we have Lord God dwelling within us?
我们就看神怎么讲。照着做就对了。
Then we need to see what the scriptures teach us, and then we just obey the words of God.
我们看利未记十四章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 14.
利未记十一章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记十一章。
Leviticus 11.
四十四节。
Verse 44.Verse 44, Leviticus 11:44. For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourself with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
这里神说，你们要圣洁。
Here it states that you must be holy.
因为我是圣洁。
For I am holy.
神要住在我们里面。
When the Lord is about to dwell within us.
但是神的本性是什么?
But he is, what is his attribute?
圣洁。
He is holy.
啊，圣洁这个是圣经的用语，如果用很日常生活的用语，就是，什么，很干净。
Holy is a word that is used in the Bible, but if we want to use a common word, it means something that is very pure or clean.
没有污染。
Something that is unpolluted.
没有罪。
Something that is without sin.
这个叫做圣洁。
And this is called holy.
那当神一自我介绍说我是圣洁的。
When God introduces himself as someone who is very holy.
然后他说要住在我们里面。
And then it further says that he wants to dwell within us.
好像一个非常伟大的人要到我们家里面，哇，那你就要从上到下全部都打扫。
If it's like someone, a very important guest today that we want to receive in our house, we will surely clean our house from the top to the bottom.
所以有的信徒说，家庭聚会有一个好处，就是每一次家庭聚会，我家都打扫得很干净。
And so some members say that it is good to have Bible studies in our home because every time we have family service, we start to have spring cleaning.
那这只不过是一个很普通的人到我们家，我们就希望把它打扫得很干净，这是礼貌。
Out of courtesy, as long as there are people who are visiting our home, we would like to keep our, clean our house and receive them.
那这个一个伟大的神要住在我们里面，我们要打扫干净啊。
Now such a majestic and awesome God is ready to come dwell within our hearts. Should we not also clean our hearts?
所以他说，你们要圣洁。
And therefore it states here that you shall be holy.
就是你要干净，没有罪，没有污染。
You must be totally consecrated, holy and clean and unpolluted.
那这个条件一开出，我们就发现说，哇，这个太难了，差不多做不到。
When God has such expectation of us, we feel that we are falling short of His standard.
我们看约翰一书讲了一句话是很实在的。
And there is a very true saying that is stated in 1 John.
约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
这里说如果我们说自己无罪便是自欺。
Here states that if we say if we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
再看第十节。
And then further in verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
所以如果有一个人说我没有罪。
So if today someone professes that he has no sin,
我一生都凭良心做事，我有什么罪？
I have done everything according to my clear conscience. So what sin do I have?
那这个就变成神说谎了。
And if we are to claim this, that means that God has lied.
为什么？因为神说每个人都有罪。
Because God states that every one of us do have sin.
那如果说我没有罪，
if we claim we're without sin,
那只有两个中只有一个对。
And there is only one who can be correct.
如果是神对，我有罪。
If God is correct, I have sin.
如果我对，那神说谎。
But then if I'm right, then God must be lying.
这就是圣经的意思。
And this is what the Bible means.
那下面说，真理就不在我们心里。
And it says that when we are liar, then the word of God, the truth is not in us.
原来这个是关键。
And this is the crucial point.
我们说我没有罪。
When we claim we do not have sin,
因为我们用自己的标准，
we use our own standard,
用社会的文化，
we are using, measuring ourselves against the customs of this world.
我都跟大家一样，我有什么罪？
If we are no different from others in the society, then what sin do we have?
但是如果神的标准进到我们里面，
but today when God measures us according to his standard,
我们不但有罪，天天犯罪。
We not only have sin, but we find that we sin every day against Him.
所以圣洁的神要住在我们里面，就发现有一个条件很难做到的，就是我没有办法做到没有罪。
And so when the Holy God wants to come inside our hearts, we find that we've fallen far short because we are unable to attain the holiness that He expects of us today.
好，我们再具体的用神的话来衡量我们自己。
Let's use the word of God to measure us in a very realistic way.
看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's look at Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
Chapter 3.
第一节一直到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5. Second Timothy 3, verse 1 to 5. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Verse 2. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away.
我们仔细看哦，如果这一些话都进到我们里面，有哪一个人说我一条都没有犯？
If we are to take all these measurements and apply to our hearts, how many of us have never violated any of these standards?
这里说末世有危险的日子来到。
Here it says perilous days are coming.
什么叫做末世？
What does it mean in the perilous times or last days?
主耶稣要来之前就是末世。
Before Lord Jesus comes again, second coming, those are the last and ending days.
然后主耶稣来就是世界的结束。
And when the Lord Jesus does come, that will be the conclusion of all mankind.
那主耶稣还没有来这一天，这个日子很危险。
And the days before his coming is very perilous.
为什么危险？
Why is this so perilous?
就是人类的道德堕落，罪恶很深。
Because the morality of this man has become corrupted in this human race.
第一个，人要专顾自己。
Firstly, people will be lovers of themselves.
就是以自我为中心啊。
That they will be self-centered.
专顾自己就是缺乏爱。
When you are lovers of yourself, that means you lack love.
第二个，钱就是变成神了，天爱钱财。
And then the money will be your God.
第三个，自夸。
Then you'll be boastful.
就是要抬高抬自己，比别人还高，这样来满足虚荣心。
Because you want to satisfy your pride, so you want to raise yourself up and lower others around you.
再来是违背父母。
And then is the disobedience to parents.
我们在看啊，好多的养老院里面有好多的老人，一年没有一个亲人来访问过一次。
So many nursing homes today that have so many lonely elderly people waiting for their children to visit them.
那孩子在哪里？
But where are their children?
孩子在忙于追求享受他们的人生。
Their children are busy pursuing a life of pleasure and joy.
这不是道德的堕落吗？
And this is not a decline in corruption morality.
那下面忘恩负义。
And therefore they are also unthankful.
对，心不圣洁。
And their hearts are unholy.
无亲情不解怨。
They're unliving, unloving, they're unforgiving.
那这样一念下去哦，没有一个人没有罪的。
If we continue to study each of these words, we find that we're full of sin.
神说，我要与你们同在。
None of us are without sin, and so, but Lord Jesus says, I want to abide with you, dwell with you today.
你要圣洁。
But you must become holy.
那怎么办？
So what do we do?
现在就要靠恩典了。
So we can only rely upon His grace.
什么是恩典？
But what is grace?
我们自己的房子打扫不干净，那客人说我来替你打扫，那这个就是恩典了。
Today, if our house is not clean, and our guests come and they say, let me help you clean your house.
神要住在我们里面，我们自己没有办法打扫干净，神说好，我降世为人。来替你打扫干净，这个叫做恩典。
And so today, what is grace? When our hearts are so unholy and so unclean, that Lord God wants to come, become manifest in the flesh, to come in and clean our hearts for us, so He can dwell within us.
所以，人要跟神建立关系，要靠恩典。
So today, if we want to build an intimate relationship with God, we need to rely on His grace.
没有办法靠行为。
We cannot rely on our good works.
因为没有一个人在神面前是义人。
Because there is no one that appears righteous before God.
没有罪，没有一个人，
连一个都没有。There is not one who is without sin in the presence of God, for all have sinned.
我们看罗马书第五章。
And let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第四章，罗马书第四。
Romans chapter 4.
第三章，第三。
Romans chapter 3.
好，二十一节。
Verse 21. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
二十二节。
Verse 22, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
这个地方讲神的义。
Here it states, what is the righteousness of God?
什么是神的义?
What is the righteousness of God?
就是从神来的那一件白衣服啊。打扫很干净的洗得很干净那件白衣服
The white clean robe, that garment that He wants to give to us to cleanse us.
那这个义怎么给我们呢?
How can we have this robe of righteousness?
就是借着我们对主耶稣的信心、信靠、信服
It is only through a complete reliance, faith, and belief in His grace.
在主耶稣面前承认我没有办法变成义人。
We first confess that before Him, we can never become a righteous person on our own.
你已经从天上降下为人，来为我的罪来牺牲。
We confess and believe and receive that He is God the Savior who has manifested in His flesh and come into this earth to save me from my sin.
那我相信你的是我的救主。
And I believe today that You are my Savior, my only God.
然后从心里面对神的信心，然后接受洗礼。
And through this faith, we accept the water baptism of cleansing.
那洗礼完。
And after water baptism,
我们就穿上白衣，就被称作义人，就变成没有罪。
Then we are cleansed of our sins, and we are wearing this white robe, given this white garment, and be called the righteous person in front of God's sight.
那我们就能够得到神的同在。
Then we can receive the daily abidance of God within us.
那为什么我们很清楚知道神跟我同在呢？
Then how can we truly know that God will abide with us after this baptism?
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
38节。
Verse 38.Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这里说要奉主耶稣的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
Here states that you must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
主耶稣的宝血来洗掉我们内心的罪。
Through baptism, the blood of Christ shall come to cleanse the sins that are within our hearts.
心是神的居所。
The heart is the dwelling place of God.
主耶稣的宝血洗干净了。
And after our heart has been cleansed by His blood,
神就可以住在里面。
Through baptism, then God can dwell within us.
那我怎么知道神住在里面呢？
But how do we know for sure that God will dwell within us?
这里说，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵就是神本身。
The Spirit of God is God Himself.
所以洗礼完祷告得圣灵，就是神住在我们里面。
So after we've been baptized.We pray, and the Holy Spirit comes upon us and to dwell within us.
就是神跟人的合一。
This is when God is living within us. This is when God and man becomes one.
人跟神建立关系的开始。
This is the beginning of our relationship with God.
这个完完全全是靠恩典。
And all this is depending solely by His grace.
但是我们洗礼完之后还有罪性，还是有时候会生气，还是有时候会犯罪啊。
But after we've been cleansed and we become righteous through baptism, we also still have our sinful nature. We may become angry again. We may sin again.
啊，圣经有神的恩典。
And the grace is also recorded in Bible for us to use going forward.
只要我们承认自己的罪，
as long as we confess our sins,
好像一个小孩子，
as a child,
父亲知道。他在成长的过程会犯错。
Pleading for mercy before his father, who knows that a child would go through times of stumbling.
所以小孩子只要承认他是错的，父亲都是很灵敏的。
As long as a child will confess his sins, parents are always very forgiving.
给他再重新的机会。
And the parents will give him another chance.
这个就是恩典。
And this is called grace.
如果父亲照小孩子的罪来修理他，这不得了。
But if a father was always to punish a child according to their sins, then this is very unbearable.
即使我们信主以后，神照着我们的罪来对待我们，我们也完了。
If we were to be treated in accordance with our sins after we've been baptized, then we would have been consumed by His wrath long time ago.
那每一次我们悔改，神就把罪拿掉。
Yet every time when we humbly repent before Him, He will again remove our sins and cleanse us again.
使我们跟他的关系重新变成很亲密。
So that our relationship with Him can become intimate once more.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is called grace.
因为他对我们的爱没有改变。
Because His love to us is unchanging, always forgiving.
所以神跟人确实是不一样。
And so God is truly different from narrow-hearted humans.
神就是爱。
Because God is love Himself.
最后神就是要帮助我们把这个犯罪的根源做一个彻底的改变。
And so what God is doing is to help us to remove these roots of sinful nature from us forever.
就是罪性用神性来取代。
To replace our sinful nature with His God-like nature.
这个叫做圣灵的更新。
And this is called the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
所以一个人在神的恩典下不断的努力。
And if we are able to continue to strive under the blessing grace of God,
我们自己会觉得我们一直在进步。
We will find that we continue to improve under His grace.
那别人也会觉得我们一直在进步。
And others will feel that we are indeed progressing spiritually, renewing every day.
约翰一书说，从神生的不会犯罪。
And therefore, in 1 John, it says, those who are born of God, they will not sin.
什么叫从神生？
What does it mean to be born of God?
第一个就是洗礼。
Firstly, is to be born through the water baptism.
身份上变神的王子。
So that in status we become the prince and princesses of God.
第二个是圣灵的更新。
And secondly, we continue to be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
罪性的改变。
So that our sinful nature can be transformed.
那这两个这样都完成了，叫做从神生。
And through this type of regeneration and renewal of Holy Spirit, it is called to be reborn by God.
所以我们犯罪就越来越少，到最后就不会犯罪。
And so our sins will continue to diminish until the point that we become as perfect as He is.
那这样的话，神就完全与我们同在。
And then God can completely be perfectly abiding with us.
我们现在来看以赛亚书三十二章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 32.
以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
当我们不会犯罪的时候，有什么好处？
The times when we do not sin, what is the good of that?
三十二章十六节、十七节。
In verse 16, 17, then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. Verse 17, the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever.
这里说公义的果效就是平安。
Here it says the effect of righteousness is peace.
有一天我们达到不会犯罪。
One day when we reach a point of being blameless.
没有罪的地方就是神同在的地方。
And the place where there is no sin is a place where God will dwell.
那神同在的地方就没有忧愁，没有害怕，那个就是平安。
In a place where God dwells, there is no sorrow, there is no worries, and there is peace forevermore.
那公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。
And the result of justice, will be peace and assurance forever.
所以当一个人有神同在的时候，我们发现这个人非常的稳定。
And when someone has the abidance of God, we find this person is very stable.
不会怕。
He will not be afraid.
不会惊慌。
He will not be easily shaken.
不会忧愁。
He will not be depressed.
不是他没有问题。
It is not because he faces no problems.
也不是环境不会改变。
It is not because his environment has stayed constant.
是因为神同在。
It is because God is abiding with him.
这种平安不是钱买得到的。
And this peace cannot be purchased with any amount of money.
是神同在才有的。
It is only given through the peace from the abidance of God.
那神同在的第二个就是满足。
And the second effect of God's abidance is satisfaction.
什么能够真正满足人的心？
What is the thing that can truly satisfy our souls?
我们到最后发现只有一件事情。
We find that there is only one thing.
当神与我们同在。
When God dwells within us.
我们完全的满足。
Then we will be completely at peace.
当我们完全的满足。
When we're completely content and satisfied,
生活就很喜乐。
Our life will be filled with joy.
那我们就发现这个物质的拥有多跟少都没有关系。
Then we'll find that whether or not we are abundant materially or not means nothing to us anymore.
多感谢神，少也感谢神。
When we have more, we thank God, and when we have less, we also thank God.
因为我们不是靠那个来满足我们。
Because we no longer depend on that for our satisfaction.
我们能够欣赏日落，感谢神，这是神创造的漂亮。
If we can be satisfied by looking at a sunset, this is also because of the beauty of God's creation.
没有日落，我们也活得很好。
But without the sunset, we also face this day with bright hope.
因为我们的心在神里面满足了。
Because our heart is in the hands of God, it is truly at peace.
有平安，有满足，就是幸福。
When there is peace, there is satisfaction, there is true joy.
所以在新的一年，到底我们要追求什么？
So in this new year, what are we truly pursuing after?
就是要靠神的恩典。
Do we want to have these blessing of God with us every day?
第一步要信耶稣受洗，称作义人。
If we do, we must first accept the baptism of remission of sins so we can become the righteous people of God.
第二个要追求圣灵充满被称义，没有罪。
Secondly, we must pursue for the fullness of the Holy Spirit to be renewed every day so we can become blameless, righteous in truth.
那我们就发现今年我们跟去年绝对不一样。
Then we'll find we'll truly have a better year than ever before.
因为神与我们同在。
Because today God is with us.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
206.
Sing hymn 206. Be seated.
我们敬拜神，以神为中心的生活还有很多的好处。
When we lead a life that is God-centered, there are many benefits.
神就是智慧的来源。
God is the source of all wisdom.
所以敬畏神是智慧的开始。
So to fear God is the beginning of wisdom.
那神的智慧隐藏在他的话语里面。
And his wisdom is buried in his mysterious words.
所以我们天天在念神的话，我们就变成一个很有智慧的人。
But if we study his words, we'll gain wisdom.
我们对人生很多重要的课题答案都在里面。
There are many answers and solutions we can find to all facets of human problems and issues we face.
生命是什么？
What is life?
我们从哪里来？
Where do we come from?
我们要从哪里去？
Where will we go when we die?
活着要做什么？
What are we supposed to do while we're living?
全部都在圣经里面。
All the answers are recorded in the Bible.
我们有问题要怎么解决？
And how do we resolve a problem we face today?
全部都在圣经里面。
All the guidelines and answers are written in the scriptures.
我们要怎么避免问题的发生？
How do we prevent problems from happening?
全部都在圣经里面。
All are written in this Bible.
人生真正的盼望在哪？
And what is the true hope of human beings?
都在圣经里面。
It is all written here.
所以我们在追求神的话，我们发现对事情看得很清楚。
As we pursue the word of God more and more, we'll become clear in our perception of things in life.
不容易被迷惑。
We will not be easily deceived.
也不会迷失。
We will not be easily shaken and lost.
因为神的话就是光。
Because God's word is the light of our path.
非常的宝贵。
It is truly precious.
那第二个，圣灵给我们力量。
Secondly, the Holy Spirit will give us power and strength.
有时候我们确实有很多的责任。
Many of us have many responsibilities in daily life.
要遇到很多问题。
We face many burdens and pressures.
我们需要一个内在的力量。
But we need inner strength.
我们常常发现，现在人虽然很忙碌，内心缺乏一股经得起考验的力量。
And even though many of us are facing more and more pressures in this day, but we're lacking that force within to be able to face these daily constraints.
虽然外面很富足，内心很空虚。
And though we may be appearing very prosperous and satisfied outwardly, but inside we're full of vanity and emptiness.
所以稍微一变动，再来就是睡不着觉，再深一点就是忧郁症。
And so with a little bit of turmoil, then we start to have depression or weariness within our souls.
但是神借着圣灵把我们这个里面这个人让他刚强起来。
But God will use the Holy Spirit to strengthen our inner man.
忽然就发现我们可以面对人生很多的问题。
Then we will have the strength to face any issue in this human life.
因为神的能力让我们刚强。
Because God's power shall sustain us.
有智慧加上有神的能力。
With the wisdom of God and the power from God,
我们就发现每一天我们都可以往前迈进。
Then every day we can face it with victory.
神真的是很重要。
And truly, God is very important in our lives.
我们一定要来寻找神。
Without Him, where will we go?
要过一个敬拜神的生活。
We need to search Him out, and we need to lead a life that is God-fearing.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
And finally, we like to pray to our Heavenly Father.
神是可以体验的。
God is truly one that can be experienced.
如果我们愿意把心打开来。
As long as we're willing to open our hearts.
然后请他进到我的内心。
To invite Him into our hearts.
我们就会有体验。
Then we shall experience Him tonight.
所以我们最后要一起来祷告。
So now we would like to pray.
跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
When we kneel down, it means our humility and lowliness before Him.
眼睛合起来帮助我们专心。
We close our eyes for concentration.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We first say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主耶稣就是天上神的名字。
We invoke the name of Jesus Christ, which is the name of God the Father above all.
奉他的名祷告就会有功效。
Through His holy name, we shall have effective prayer.
重复念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
We follow by the repeating of Hallelujah to praise His name.
从心里向他感谢、祈求、赞美。
We praise Him from the bottom of our hearts through our thoughts.
就是这么简单。
And it is so easy to pray in this way.
就对神有体验。
And yet, it is so powerful.
生命就有极大的改变。
Then we shall experience dramatic transformation in our lives today.
所以如果我们想要祈求圣灵，需要代祷、接受按手，请我们都到前面来。
We welcome all who would like to have the laying of hands for assistance in prayer, for the experience of the Holy Spirit. Anyone is welcome to come forward.
我们一起来祷告，求主赐恩祝福。
We pray together to ask for the grace and blessing of God to shower upon us.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.